Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas. And this is our podcast.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I think everyone needs to witness Anna saying that she looks like a cabbage that's being rolled in foundation.
I've put a lot of makeup on today, and this happens every time I have to do anything in the morning. I put makeup on, I think, I look all right. I go out of the house. Anna, you're being very polite and lovely, but thank you, but absolutely not. You've got the full... Is it 3D?
I've got...
Is that what we're
8K.
In? 8K.
Oh, well, so this is in 4K.
What, camera's 4K, yeah. And then...
But there is... 8K does exist, so I'm seeing you with my eyes. Surely that's more than 4K.
That's got to be something.
Yeah. So I'm seeing you with 8K.
And I don't envy you for it, because there's a lot going on. I haven't blended anything. There's chocolate lips. So I tried to do... I don't know what it's called, what the brand.
It looks lovely.
It's one of these. I've got a mini Kat Von D thing. It used to be a very 2016 thing. Everyone's wearing those liquid lips in her. And I didn't, back then I didn't do it. And I got one. I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a go. How do they go about wearing that all the time?
So you have to get the, so you're just, you need to outline your lips. Is that what it is?
You outline your lips.
And it's having a steady hand to do it.
But it's also like putting the liquid stuff on. It's not like a lipstick and it's not lip gloss. It's more claggy. It's either really drying or this one, just like, it feels like I'm wearing it. I'm trying to think, like...
Cornstarch.
Yeah. I've got cornstarch. Maybe I have. It's very early for me. It's like 10 a.m, but for me it's like 6 a.m.
And are you insufficient? I feel like you're in the distance. Do you want me to move this?
I don't mind. We can... I mean, they've had fair warning that
is
I look...
That, how's that? That's still, you're very far.
It's on my hair.
Yeah.
Where the far ups are going? No, do they look mad? Because I can just see.
You look like Pee Wee Herman.
I was like, I can feel it. What's that? You know what? It's not even the maddest bit about I look like today.
It's like Phil and Lil from. Smiling bit. May I offer you some beauty advice, Anna?
Absolutely, I need it, please, today.
I'm thinking, could you imagine if most people said this, what the sort of thing they'd say? But I would like to suggest that when you do a lip liner, that you do like a pumpkin.
Up and down zigzags. I might have to, you know. I think I've inadvertently done that anyway. It's
really?
Not,
if you're on the bus.
Yeah. And my pogo stick doing it. Why can't I get a straight line?
One of the children wanted a pogo stick once. I was like, bloody hell, bring it back. That's pogo. 1982.
All the things. Yeah. Oh, they terrify me. I think you get one or two jumps and you're like, I don't know how to get off of this now. What's the time?
You're just jumping for the rest of the
Exactly. Held captive by a metal stick. No thanks.
By a metal bouncing stick.
Yeah, a bouncy stick.
Oh dear. I've got wisdom tooth problems again.
Oh, what's happening?
Well, my wisdom tooth was fine, so it was treacherous, then fine, and now it's... So I think, is this the rest of my life now? Oh, I need to tell you this. I can't do this thing, but it's really nice, so I suggested you...
But I was wondering what was going on. I was like, what are you signing me up for? Because no long after, I got a text. And I was like, actually, it's a text, isn't it? So that's the... Someone like, on your way, hello, do you need a part-time job? And like, Aria, what have you signed me up for? What have you put me on?
Can I open... Oh, no, it's ever so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... So she goes, I'll get in touch with her today, so hopefully she will.
Oh, thank you.
Because I think you're better for it than me, actually, because because you're delightfully silly, and even though, no offence, but even though it's like 8 at night, but there's but they said that there might be families about, so it's not, but you're not upsettingly rude.
No, I do a bit about boobs. That's lush, Harrier, because I like, to be fair, I did once a festival thing where it was similar, where it was like a family that there were some children in it, and I was terrified. And similar thing, the first act went on and I was making 69 jokes. And you know what? I was like, I just talk about boobs and putting like custard creams and shit under them. Yeah. I don't think, if that's harrowing for a child, get a life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think you say anything.
Did they do music?
Yeah. It's like, I'm sure. Is it that one that's got, it's got someone, it's got good people, I think, on? There's one that, or was that, is that, that had bloody Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Bonnie Tyler, I wish, if Bonnie Tyler was there,
I feel like she's been at one recently.
If she is, and he's booked me for another one, and not that one, me and him will be having words. I mean, thankfully he booked me for any of them, but like...
I just think she's wonderful.
Oh, I bloody love it. My ex went to the same hairdresser, so...
did he have...
the pink and bouffant.
And every time you saw him, he had like a wind machine.
Every now and then I fall apart. And like the bronzer and blush of those, like I've got today, pretty much. Strips of them. Oh, thank you for recommending me at it. That's proper lovely.
It's always nice to do, like, to do it, though, don't you think? Like, yeah. I think too many of us go, oh, well, that, like, you should, like, everyone's a threat.
No, that is my idea. Especially like female comedians, we made the think that we're all have to compete, and it's like,
no.
We need more of us about, thank you.
To be honest, I couldn't think of anyone as well that would. Well, I thought of a couple of people, but I couldn't think of people that would 100% be able to not go on about like anything rude, really. Because people think someone the other day I said that you never swear on stage. I said, what planet are you on? I'm always effing and jeffing, but I think I'm gaslighting people.
What do you mean?
I think there must be something about my demeanour that says this is not a swearing lady, when in reality I'm swearing all over the shop. I'm cunting like no tomorrow.
Are you? Because I would say you're like family friendly and that. I mean, apart from when you see the cunting about.
That's how I open my family sets.
Right.
What's that mean?
Cunts.
But it's spelled with a K.
Yeah. A Q.
Yeah.
Quants.
Yeah.
Thank
how
you.
Have you been?
I've been alright. I'm trying to think. I've been a bit busy in that, and a bit like not much time to sleep, and emailing people back at like 1 a.m. and shit, and just. But I've been good. I'm happy. Right.
Well, at least you're not. I knew a comedian once that would get really pissed and then email promoters at like 4 a.m. telling them what he thought of them. At least you're not doing that. You're just genuinely getting back to people.
Yeah, like I just when I get it back in, I'm just sat there doing emails and that. I'm like, it's all right. But yeah, so I'm not sleeping. What about you?
Have you ever because I go through stages in life where I either think I'm in no way good enough for anything, but then I have these parallel, maybe that's the bipolar actually, then I have these absolute opposites where I like I can't believe I'm telling you this. I once wrote to Channel 4 and told them,
Dear Channel 4,
that I need to replace Davina McCall in presenting Big Brother.
And it was a letter as well. Was it a letter? So it wasn't even like.
Oh my God.
Imagine they got that. I let her know, like, we need to go to the school in. Yeah, she talks that talk.
Some woman that they've never heard of has just got a, like, I think at the time as well, my email address. Maybe I did email, because I remember thinking, oh, it's my email address. Because my email address was likeitis@yahoo.com.
Just saying it like it is. Oh, hey, Davina, you better watch your back. All HD is over here.
Yeah. Well, even if it was a letter, it'd be like a second glass stamp in a crappy old envelope. I am the woman to change Channel 4.
Not even the address, just Channel 4 on the envelope. I'll get to them. I love that so much.
I didn't even use any of that. I just like send a signal out like a bat signal. It was a pasty into the night.
And Ravina's looking at her window, shaking her fist. Not today, Harriet. Not today. Where's she from? She's English, isn't she?
Yeah, but I think her mum's French.
Is it? McCall. That's not French. I don't know why I went, yes, McCall.
She was raised by birds. I know that's McCall's. McCall's? Like the
crisp.
Shop. Ah.
Oh.
That's McCoy's.
There's a lot of McDonald's. Oh, no.
That's I had a McDonald's this morning.
Did you? What do you have?
I had bacon. No, I didn't. I don't know why I said bacon.
Just lying to my face.
I had an egg and chip. I think I'm going to have to...
An egg and chips? Eggs.
Egg and cheese.
An egg and a chip. And I just rolling about the bag.
Through hell and high water to get the chip because it was before 11.
Exactly, they'd be fighting you for that. You'd have to fight about 12 like chefs in there. Chefs, I can say that. I used to work there, not chefs. But oh my lord! So wait, why do you have to keep off the egg? What have you been doing?
Well, I've like all big decisions in our lives these days. It has been. I have come to this conclusion via a TikTok video.
Honestly, helpful TikTok though, because that's it's terrifying how like on spot it is. What is it?
Did you see the one about how you put your bin bags in your bin bags in your thing?
I want to see your timeline because mine's all like tarot readings and shit. And yours is like how to put the bin bag in.
You grab the bottom of it. Do you know what?
Actually, I have seen this one. I'm making fun of you, but look at me now.
Because I tried this out for the first time at the last Darky Tales, and someone that was in the audience was like, oh, I've seen that on TikTok. So it's spreading around like wildfire, where you get the bin bag to stand up and then plop it
in.
Yeah,
like slight, like you would a sword.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not why I've given up eggs.
Someone in the comment section was like, hey, you should stick off eggs. Like, that really helps with the bin bags.
Well, this is quite upsetting, though.
Oh, no.
Because you know what eggs are.
Yeah, fetuses.
Yeah, so it's basically, I just saw this video that said there is no way that I feel like I'm going to shit myself every time I have an egg.
Yeah.
And then I saw this video that was basically saying, you're not supposed to, we as people are not supposed to be eating the fetus of another being. So it's your body rejecting it. And that to me is like, oh, I need to stop. Because it's mental, really, when you think about it.
When I've seen like things of people cracking it open, it's been like a fetus that's been a bit more further along.
And they're just,
like the dinosaur with a little, oh, I love this little tart. I've given it to you and then I've just taken it back. Look, it's a little overbite.
Aww.
I can't
believe that its frills are up all up in here. So this is a Dilophosaurus, who is also the ones with the frills. Why is it not focusing?
You have to put your hand behind it like a YouTuber doing makeup stuff.
So I don't like that.
The other way, you bing bat. Where's it gone? Bing peekaboo.
That hasn't even worked. Oh, well, I have as well, Diana.
I've been watching YouTube for years. Zoella taught me that. chocolate lips. Some say dry and others feel the drips. Have you not heard Chocolate Rain?
What, like Purple Rain?
You know, Chocolate Rain, not Chocolate Rain. Chocolate Rain, it was a song, it was about maybe like 2000, I need to put my lip gloss down, a squelching. It was like 2010 maybe, and it was like a YouTube big thing, and it was, I think it's actually about race and things like that, but at the time we didn't really, I was like, yeah. 8 or 9 or something, and all I heard was this lovely song going, Chocolate Rain. And he's got like a really low voice, and he like, and there's a bit, and he's captioned it all. And it's like, what was it? He's singing into the mic, and then he's captioned, turns head away from mic to breathe. And I don't know about, like,
I love stuff like that.
But oh, look it up, it's lovely, Chocolate Rain. I can't believe you missed that.
Is it to the tune of Purple Rain?
No, it's the whole song.
To do with Purple Rain.
Chocolate Rain, some say dry, and others feel the pain.
Oh, and I think it's about race.
I believe so, but I only learned that in the last like couple of years. But back then, just a banging tune. Now holds a lot more weight to it. Very, very good song.
You asked me about what I'm going to call the dinosaur.
Oh, what are you going to call it?
Dylan Thesaurus.
Cracking work.
That's what I like to do. Phyllis doesn't have that. Because do you remember Guy Ceratops?
Who's Guy Ceratops?
Only my greatest accolades.
Guy Ceratops? Who's he?
Yeah. My name is Guy Ceratops.
Is this? Am I on a stroke? What's happening? Is it from your Edinburgh show when you were a dinosaur?
Yeah, my
I didn't get to see it. I was leafleting all the time.
My video of the dinosaur show.
I have seen it. You're out in the fields now. Of course. How could I bloody forget that?
That was Guy Ceratops.
Oh, I forgot. I need to watch that again. That was cracking.
Someone left a comment that said on the YouTube. When did it? On the YouTube said, I love this, but it feels like longer.
It's very long, and it's like 10 seconds. And like,
but they liked it, but it felt too long. And then I had, so when I did the dinosaur show, I then afterwards did a tiny little tour, but just a few places. And one of them was in Edinburgh, the Gilded Balloon. And there was this couple that hated it, but I didn't know this until afterwards, and then they would leave comments, so they'd obviously, they hated it, but it went really well, but there was just this couple, I didn't even know this, but then afterwards, so I think what happened was, they asked for their money back, and then the place was like,
That's daft. If something awful happened, like you didn't do the show, or like you shat on the stage, and you hadn't given a warning, fine.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
If you didn't enjoy the show, that's Edinburgh. It's like, you can't.
Because they even said that everyone else was laughing, but we just didn't understand it. So then they kept commenting. For about 2 years, they would comment on YouTube asking me to give them their money back.
How much were the tickets? Like a bloody £100 a pop? No, like, you're joking me.
And then after a couple of times, because I don't even engage with this sort of behaviour. No. I just delete. I can't be arsed with it. Because you just So then they were like, well, we will be taking you to the small claims.
Imagine. And then this whole claim score, you have to do your whole show. Yeah. Like, is this worth the money? Even if it, you fulfilled your contract, you said, if you give me this amount of money, I will
do go a on stage show about... as a dinosaur.
Exactly. Like, silly Billy.
So hopefully now, because there was a stage where they left it for about 8 months, and I thought, well, this is over now. And then they were again in the YouTube comments going,
you know what, take them to the small court, whatever it is. Small court.
For the boroughs. And the judge should carry.
And you're all just crouched down like. Why? Staying really still so you don't squish the jury. Like, that's it. I don't want it to cause you any stress, but also let it happen, because how funny would that be?
Yeah.
I mean, like you're not going to lose anything, just being like, well, time.
Because as well, wouldn't you have to, I'm sure you have to put up a lot of money to take someone to court. I'm sure more than probably, what, an £8 ticket, maybe?
£16, and then are you on draft? Right, did they, even if they paid, like, I just can't, even if they travel across the country to come to the show, have you forced them? Have you dragged them up and been like, you need to come see this right now? That, I just, silly Billies, get a life.
Because if people have travelled, you would have thought they'd know who you were anyway.
Exactly.
Because people do that with at the Hot Water Comedy Club. They'll travel across the country assuming that Paul Smith will be hosting.
Is it?
And then sometimes he isn't because he does other stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think they've even been told that he is. And then they'll leave terrible reviews going, even though no one whatsoever told me that this would be the case, I am furious.
That's my nutting. Like, you're just assuming things make an ass of you and me.
Well, yes. There was once one of my favourite ones was people. Oh, do you know what? In fact, even the other day at Ruffle Comedy Club, someone left a review and it was a 4-star, and they've said, "I've never been, but I've heard it's great." Like, if you've never been, why would you leave a review? I just think that's mental.
Yeah, like, you don't get prizes for leaving reviews and shit, do you?
No.
There's nothing. You're not getting anything from it.
No, exactly.
Once, never been.
There was a. I don't know where it was, but someone genuinely said that so they said the acts were great. It was great, but we got asked to leave when we were talking, so 1-star. And it's like, well, this isn't a talk show.
No,
this isn't. You go to the bloody park.
Exactly. If you want a talk show, get to the park. Lorraine's just there in the middle of a park. Like,
yeah.
Interviewing live, passing chihuahuas. That's what, is it, those reviews you always hear about, every comedy club's got at least one where it's like, they kicked me out for laughing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm sure that's why.
Yeah,
like,
unless,
That must be it. No other reason.
Oh, well, because I got not upset, but I was a bit like, oh, because I got someone commented about me once while emceeing, said that that was really.
They have to spell that.
They said I was very bad tempered, and then I thought about it, and I thought the only way I would have been bad tempered is someone was behaving despicably, and I was telling them to leave. That's the only.
Because
I'm just not a bad tempered. But who would ever describe me as bad tempered?
Exactly.
Apart from this
person. They were just sat there. She came up. I just laughed. She punched me square in the face. Spat at me, kicked me, told me my hair was not awful.
Exactly.
Oh, silly Billies, get a life.
I don't think I've ever. The only time I've left a review was when there was blood up my walls in a hotel.
But you know what? That's a very good reason to leave a review. Yeah. Why is it
blood in there? Well, I dread to think, Anna. And it wasn't even a bed, it was like a wood with. It was a wood. Like a plank of wood with a yoga mat on top.
Aria, it sounds like you've been kidnapped. This is, are you sure it wasn't?
I was charged. Pay for this fucking.
You sure it's a hotel just going in someone's like cellar?
Well, this is in the early days of comedy. Have you ever had this where you're just like, you're so skint And you travel into and the fucking, and it's when you don't drive and you bloody, because I think I lived in Manchester the time, and then the gig was in Brighton. It was like that on public transport is ludicrously expensive.
Yeah.
And then I think, and Brighton's such a lovely place that everyone wants to stay there, so the hotels are just ridiculously expensive. So I think this was like £30 on a Sunday, and it, oh my God, it was just, I think it was just in someone's house.
Oh, I've same with me. I had loads of them places where, like, before I drove, obviously you'd miss the last trains, and I have done reviews where, like, not blood, but when I've noticed so many hotels look at their light switches. Upsetting.
Insects.
Birds.
No. Is it like insects in the light switches?
In the light switches.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I meant.
Oh, in the light. No, you know what? They can do what they want. It moths a core in the light. Won't mind.
Oh, so
the
this
light
is
switches.
When you're, imagine if you're about to press on the light switch and then a cockroach's leg comes out and starts tickling.
I don't even think I'd complain about that, because
really?
I find it intriguing. What upset me is it covered in snot, buggers, all over them.
I've seen that. People will just wipe them. Yeah. Sadly, I've seen that in my house because of my horrible feral children on a mirror
switch
and stuff.
All over, like, if next time you're in a hotel and you've gone, like, for the bargain, have a look at the lights. Upsetting. There's one I stayed once in Manchester where I'd missed the last train, and I was like, I had like brought food back to the hotel. I was like, oh my God, what's this? And I was so upset. I just sat in the middle of the room on the floor, cross-legged, eating. I was like, I can't sit in the chair because it was like bum stains. Not poo.
Bum stains.
Not poo, but
like
there was
sweat.
Something was on those chairs.
Yeah, but I hate to break this to you, Anna, but I doubt the floor would have been much better.
Oh, but no one's unless someone's dragging their bum across the floor like a dog with worms. You know what I mean? I was just like, I'm just sitting here cross legged. I remember I put Live at the Apollo on, sat on the floor eating the pizza, feeling like a little 8 year old on a Sunday ready. You know what I mean?
And then Live at the Apollo watching the comedians that put up in lovely.
And then I'm just sitting on the floor. I think that's the one with the snot light switch as well. Just some harrowing
when
places.
It's like when the snot is like cement as well, because it's been left for so long, so you'd have to get a bloody chisel to get it off.
Pretty much. I was like, I just didn't. And you have to touch it. I didn't just go in the dark and just sit there on the floor.
Yeah, of course.
Just some minion. Oh my God, I was told this to Ignacio the other day. Have you met him, Ignacio?
Yeah.
Lovely boy. He was saying he went to stay at a hotel the other day, and in the hallway, there was just like a path of blood, like someone being dragged, but it wasn't to his room, so he was okay.
Oh my God.
Like dried. And I was just like, you know what? I don't know if it's better that it wasn't in your room, because how do you know you're not next?
Oh my God, yeah. Do you know
I do.
He had,
I don't know why I said that. I do.
He had, so he's a very weeing man.
Weeing?
And so, well, he drinks so much, so he's always
they do say that about him.
Yeah, we're trying to be nice about him.
Liquid.
So he's a weeing man. And he's a betting man.
He's
a weeing
man. He is a weeing. Loves a wee.
He was used to, I think he had to walk when he was at home. He'd have to walk to his bathroom, so when he's woken up in the hotel, he's got all disorientated. Oh. And instead of just walking to the ensuite, and then he's gone out of the, so he's naked and he's walked out of the hotel room and then pissed outside the door, but then being completely naked and not being able to get into his thing, so he's had to go downstairs.
Oh, bless him. Imagine
like the full Monty holding his piss.
I'm just pissed. What did he piss on? A door?
Yeah, against the door.
Oh, thank God. That's better. It could have been something awful. Like, I don't, what if a family was leaving the room and there was a pram and
four in the morning.
Families move about at any time they want, Harriet.
True.
Say that. Yeah. Imagine. Oh, poor thing. If that was me, I don't know what I'd do. I think I'd curl up on the floor.
And eat your pizza.
Eat my pizza. No one's got one. Kill him. In the middle of the hallway. I was naked, actually. Not really.
Oh.
I just had to feel more greasy then. It would get all over.
I think I got... But you couldn't have your bare vagina against the carpet.
Absolutely not.
I mean, there could be mites in there.
It could be anything.
It could be a little, a small cord.
Exactly. I could get a tick from sitting in there. Absolutely not. A small what? Cord? Yeah.
That's the trial going on.
Hey, let me know the address when you find out where the small court thing's happening. I'll let you know if it's that room.
I know there are comedians that just won't, because of all these sorts of things, they just won't play. Because they ideally, for a TV thing once, then they needed everyone to be by, like, the studio first thing, but these people were like, we cannot stay in the hotel, so we'll just have to travel very early.
Really?
Because if people have, like, really bad OCD, it's something, the fear of just, because if you think about it, it is revolting. But then it's just very... I'm always more than willing to let convenience override what is disgusting. Oh. But some people can't do that, can they?
Well, I think I'd go. I'm more sort of like, I'd go, but I wouldn't sleep. Like, I would just sit on the edge of the bed or something.
Oh, if you had OCD? Or...
No, if I had to... So, yeah, now. Like, if I had to go, like, to say if they said that to me, you have to be somewhere early morning sort of thing, just so I was closer to the location and I just wouldn't sleep, but just have energy drinks or something.
Oh, so you'd be in the hotel just... Just yeah. like a troubled cop, like a troubled cop that's got demons in your bus.
Sat on the edge of the bed,
just drinking
in the dark because I didn't want to touch the light switch covered in snot. That's not even my own.
I can't even sleep all that well. I find like I'm you know, if when you go to the supermarket and the mackerel is vacuum packed, I always find the beds. I have to I have to go around and undo the bed because they're tucked in, so because I just feel vacuum packed and stifled.
And it's two things, and like usually by the time I do go to bed in a hotel, I'm so tired that I just stick with it, and then I'm trying to like pull it out while I'm in the bed.
Yeah, you have to get, you can be, it's a difficult surface area to uphold.
It is.
Whilst in bed, I have to go around and. And it's crispy as well. The duvet's always crispy and clinical.
And there's always, even if they've changed, there's always one pube or eyebrow hair or something in there. And you know what? I'll just move it away, that one. But like, how's it always get end up in there? What are they doing? Exactly. What's happening?
Imagine if you just went in bed and there was like a whole eyebrow. Someone left an eyebrow.
Not again.
And then you went, bloody hell, what are you doing? It and it went off like a caterpillar.
Like what's it called? Thing in Adam's family. onto the person's face. Did I tell, I feel like I've said this on a podcast before. You know the Cadbury's advert where the eyebrows are dancing?
Yeah.
That's not real.
What?
They had Sellotape. And string.
Oh, so someone was there?
Lifting her eyebrows. So for years and years, tried to do the eyebrow dance. So, you know, if you've not seen the advert, if they haven't, two school children, look it up on YouTube, they're doing little wiggly dances with their eyebrows like the worm. I thought that's something that they learned and they did. So for years, I was trying to do it and, like, going like that. No, there was someone with Sellotape. I'm sick of it. the lights.
What? Finally tipped you over the edge.
Should I come with a disclaimer? You can't do this. This isn't possible for human eyebrows.
Yeah, can't do this at home.
Don't try this at home.
Oh, but I think it is possible, though. I think people can do it.
Don't do this. I've already settled it in my brain. I've put it in a little box and said, this is not possible. Don't make me open that box again, because for years... Try it. Give it a go.
I can't even do the one eye, you know, the one, like, the... Can one you tell what the rock is cooking? You know, when he goes...
Can you tell the rock's cooking?
Yeah, isn't that what he says? The rock.
Oh, I thought you meant, like,
oh, no, can you rock. Smell? Can you smell what... No, can you tell? The rock. Hey,
can you tell what the rock is cooking?
Can you smell what the rock is cooking? And then he goes to the camera and goes... And then
smell what the rock is
cooking. That's what he says.
Is that what he says? What, he's... And the rock says it himself.
Yeah,
can
he's
you...
wrestling.
That's a fight.
It's like he's wrestling saying, isn't it?
Can you he's tell not... what The Rock is cooking?
Oh, yeah, because he's not even cooking. He's and wrestling.
Everyone in the audience are like, an omelette.
Yeah. And then he's got his back to the audience and then turns around and he's got a penny.
It's like a children's show, like Blue's Clues or something. Can you tell what The Rock is cooking?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he turns around like, well, correct. He's got like hands full of it, like, throws it into the audience. I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You would have shellfish in that.
It would.
Right. Should we depart?
We should depart.
Thank you. God bless to all, every one of God's children.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
This is the end.
Not for forever, though. We're out every Wednesday on Patreon and Sunday on all other podcast places.
Please leave a review and tell a friend because that is nice. Bye.
Bye.
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.